Hello, my name is Kendra Hall, and welcome to Survivor Shuls, where we share the stories of survivors. Today, I have the extraordinary opportunity to interview serial entrepreneur, amazing mogul and businessman, philanthropist, Master P. Master P, you grew up in New Orleans.
Yes.
It was the number one murder capital at that time when you were growing up. How did you survive?
I think it's just God, education, having integrity, doing the right thing, and wanting to make it out. So the survival plan was changing my life, doing something positive, and wanting to make it out.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And you're a mogul, you know, extraordinaire, as well as a leader in so many different ways. Can you tell us about some of your new ventures? Because I know that Captain Ace here has a story.
Yes. No, Captain Ace, when you look at it, we don't have any black aviation pilots and stuff like that. I'm like, man, why we never had superheroes like that? So Captain Ace, he's a Kobe Bryant of Doggyland, and also he's a pilot. And so, and he loved to play basketball, but he takes the kids on all these adventures. And when you look at Captain Ace on the cereal, I was thinking that Walt Disney was created by a character, a mouse, that Mickey Mouse turned into Walt Disney. How come me and Snoop can't do the same thing with these characters? Also educate these kids, coming up with a curriculum so kids could have fun learning, doing hip hop with these characters, educating them at the same time. So I feel like this is a game changer. So when you see these characters, not only got great tasting products for this brand and building a family brand with Snoop, because when you look at Kellogg's, look at all these big brands, you never see anybody look like us. So we want to change that narrative, start here and then make organic products for our culture. But we got to start here first. We got to be able to add some diversity onto the shelves and then grow.
I love that, all that you're doing. And I think that the impact with the youth is important. It's all about each one to each one. And you are the caveat. You always are
Well, my thing is all about building future leaders. And so that's what this is with me. When you talk about Snoop cereal, being able to touch them kids while they're young. And so touching the kids while they're young, they don't have to make the mistakes we made. They don't have to go through what we went through. And also be able to have fun with them, give them some great tasting product. But also, you know, when you read the boxes, there's always going to be something on the back to read, something positive. So just adding positivity into the breakfast food game for kids and being able to. What I love about this, I started out in music one way, but now to be able to take my music and say, let these characters use hip-hop to encourage these kids to sing their ABC. So we got a hip-hop ABC song to this, with MC Hercules.
Oh my goodness,
yeah,
wow.
So that's gonna be incredible to what now when these kids hear this music, they wanna jump up, and now they'll hear positive words to this. So that's what's so exciting about this, and with the team, we all put this together. I realized that it takes a team.
It does. And thank you so much. I mean, the fact that you're doing this subconscious programming, right, in a positive way, you understand the concepts and all of the ways that you're going to touch and create this type of change in the community.
Yes.
And you're doing it, and you have done it for so many years.
Yeah.
How do you keep motivated during all this?
You know what, I'm motivated by educating them, keep educating myself, and just keep growing as a person, because none of us are perfect, but I feel like we can't forget about the youth. They're our future. So creating future bosses, future leaders, that's what this is about for me. And being a servant.
Yes.
So I know God has blessed me, and I want to keep blessing the youth and keep growing. And I feel like if they get a good start, then now we can change some of the poverty and some of the crimes that's happening in our communities. And so this is not a black or white thing. This is about good people. But we never own companies of this magnitude. So I want to change that. That's where the diversity come on the grocery store shelf, saying, let's add some diversity. We're not saying stop buying from those other products. We just saying give us an opportunity to sell and create some economic empowerment for our culture. And that's what this is about. So it's not a black or white or Asian or Latino thing, because we selling products to everybody. But we saying we only make a tenth of 1% when it comes to African-American Fortune 500 CEOs. we only make a tenth of 1%. So we have to change that narrative. And that's what me and Snoop is doing. We say, we want to get out into the schools, get out to the summer camps and touch the kids. And even going back to school next year, we want to be in these schools with Snoop Cereal, saying that we started from poverty, we come from the WIC program, and now we're able to put cereal inside of WIC. So now kids have fun, exciting products that taste good coming from us. And this is history because I've never seen even product owned by us inside of WIC.
I've never seen that myself either. So, I mean, this is absolutely game-changing.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all that you're doing. You are blessing the community in so many different ways.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, and we so appreciate you. Yes. We love the impact that you're doing, all that you're doing with the community.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching Survivor Shoals, and thank you, Master P, for your unwavering dedication to the community. We love you, and we salute you. We thank you for all that you do. Until next episode, blessings.
You're watching JD3 TV.